Hearken now unto my voice, I will give thee counsel, and God shall be with thee. Be thou for the people to Godward, that thou mayest bring the causes unto God. And he shall stand before Eleazar the priest, who shall ask counsel for him after the judgment of Urim before the Lord. At his word shall they go out, and at his word they shall come in, both he and all the children of Israel with him, even all the congregation. Behold, these caused the children of Israel, through the counsel of Balaam, to commit trespass against the Lord in the matter of Peor, and there was a plague among the congregation of the Lord. For they are a nation void of counsel, neither is there any understanding in them. And the men took of their victuals, and asked not counsel at the mouth of the Lord. And they said unto him, Ask counsel, we pray thee, of God, that we may know whether our way which we go shall be prosperous. Behold, ye are all children of Israel. Give here your advice and counsel. And the children of Israel arose and went up to the house of God, and asked counsel of God, and said, Which of us shall go up first to the battle against the children of Benjamin? And the Lord said, Judah shall go up first. And the children of Israel went up and wept before the Lord until even, and asked counsel of the Lord, saying, Shall I go up again to battle against the children of Benjamin, my brother? And the Lord said, Go up against him. And Saul asked counsel of God, Shall I go down after the Philistines? Wilt thou deliver them into the hand of Israel? But he answered him not that day. And one told David, saying, Ahithophel is among the conspirators with Absalom. And David said, O Lord, I pray thee, turn the counsel of Ahithophel into foolishness. But if thou return to the city and say unto Absalom, I will be thy servant, O king. As I have been thy father's servant hitherto, so will I now also be thy servant. Then mayest thou for me defeat the counsel of Ahithophel. Then said Absalom to Ahithophel, Give counsel among you what we shall do. And the counsel of Ahithophel, which he counseled in those days, was as if a man had inquired at the oracle of God. So was all the counsel of Ahithophel both with David and with Absalom. And Hushai said unto Absalom, The counsel that Ahithophel hath given is not good at this time. Therefore I counsel that all Israel be generally gathered unto thee, from Dan even to Beersheba, as the sand that is by the sea for multitude, and that thou go to battle in thine own person. And Absalom and all the men of Israel said, The counsel of Hushai the Archite is better than the counsel of Ahithophel, for the Lord had appointed to defeat the good counsel of Ahithophel, to the intent that the Lord might bring evil upon Absalom. Then said Hushai unto Zadok and to Abiathar the priest, Thus and thus did Ahithophel counsel Absalom and the elders of Israel, and thus have I counseled. And when Ahithophel saw that his counsel was not followed, he saddled his ass and arose and gat him home to his house, to his city, and put his household in order, and hanged himself and died, and was buried in the sepulchre of his father. Then she spake, saying, They were wont to speak in old times, saying, They shall surely ask counsel at Abel. And so they ended the matter. Now therefore come, let me, I pray thee, give thee counsel, that thou mayest save thine own life and the life of thy son Solomon. But he forsook the counsel of the old men which they had given him, and consulted with the young men that were grown up with him, and which stood before him. And he said unto them, What counsel give ye, that we may answer this people who have spoken to me, saying, Make the yoke which thy father did put upon us lighter? And the king answered the people roughly, and forsook the old men's counsel that they gave him, and spake to them after the counsel of the young men, saying, My father made your yoke heavy, and I will add to your yoke. My father also chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions. Whereupon the king took counsel, and made two calves of gold, and said unto them, It is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem. Behold thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. Then the king of Syria warred against Israel, and took counsel with his servants, saying, In such and such a place shall be my camp. Thou sayest, but they are but vain words, I have counsel and strength for the war. Now on whom dost thou trust, that thou rebellest against me? So Saul died for his transgression which he committed against the Lord, even against the word of the Lord, which he kept not, and also for asking counsel of one that had a familiar spirit to inquire of it. And King Rehoboam took counsel with the old men that had stood before Solomon his father while he yet lived, saying, What counsel give ye me to return answer to this people? But he forsook the counsel which the old men gave him, and took counsel with the young men that were brought up with him that stood before him. And the king answered them roughly. And King Rehoboam forsook the counsel of the old men. He walked also after their counsel, and went with Jehoram the son of Ahab king of Israel to war against Hazael king of Syria at Ramoth-Gilead, and the Syrians smote Joram. And it came to pass, as he talked with him, that the king said unto him, Art thou made of the king's counsel? Forbear. Why shouldest thou be smitten? Then the prophet forbear and said, I know that God hath determined to destroy thee, because thou hast done this, and hast not hearkened unto my counsel. For the king had taken counsel, and his princes, and all the congregation in Jerusalem, to keep the Passover in the second month. And the whole assembly took counsel to keep other 7 days, and they kept other 7 days with gladness. He took counsel with his princes and his mighty men to stop the waters of the fountains which were without the city, and they did help him. Now therefore let us make a covenant with our God to put away all the wives, and such as are born of them, according to the counsel of my Lord, and of those that tremble at the commandment of our God, and let it be done according to the law, and that whosoever would not come within 3 days, according to the counsel of the princes and the elders, all his substance should be forfeited, and himself separated from the congregation of those that had been carried away. And it came to pass, when our enemies heard that it was known unto us, and God had brought their counsel to naught, that we returned all of us to the wall, every one unto his work. And thou hast also appointed prophets to preach of thee at Jerusalem, saying, There is a king in Judah. And now shall it be reported to the king according to these words. Come now therefore, and let us take counsel together. He taketh the wise in their own craftiness, and the counsel of the froward is carried headlong. Is it good unto thee that thou shouldest oppress, that thou shouldest despise the work of thine hands, and shine upon the counsel of the wicked? With him is wisdom and strength, he hath counsel and understanding. The steps of his strength shall be straightened, and his own counsel shall cast him down. Lo, their good is not in their hand, the counsel of the wicked is far from me. Yet he filled their houses with good things, but the counsel of the wicked is far from me. Unto me men gave ear, and waited, and kept silence at my counsel. Who is this that darkeneth counsel by words without knowledge? Who is he that hideth counsel without knowledge? Therefore have I uttered that I understood not, things too wonderful for me, which I knew not. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall mine enemy be exalted over me? Ye have shamed the counsel of the poor, because the Lord is his refuge. I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. Grant thee according to thine own heart, and fulfill all thy counsel. I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side. While they took counsel together against me, they devised to take away my life. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. The counsel of the Lord standeth for ever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. We took sweet counsel together, and walked into the house of God in company. Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity. For mine enemies speak against me, and they that lay wait for my soul take counsel together, saying, Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people, and consulted against thy hidden ones. They soon forgot his works. They waited not for his counsel. Many times did he deliver them, but they provoked him with their counsel, and were brought low for their iniquity, because they rebelled against the words of God, and contempt the counsel of the Most High. But ye have set at naught all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. They would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. Where no counsel is, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors there is safety. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. Without counsel purposes are disappointed, but in the multitude of counselors they are established. Hear counsel and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. Counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. Every purpose is established by counsel, and with good advice make war. There is no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against the Lord. For by wise counsel thou shalt make thy war, and in multitude of counselors there is safety. Ointment and perfume rejoice the heart, so doth the sweetness of a man's friend by hearty counsel. I counsel thee to keep the king's commandment, and that in regard of the oath of God, that say, Let him make speed and hasten his work, that we may see it, and let the counsel of the Holy One of Israel draw nigh and come, that we may know it. Because Syria, Ephraim, and the son of Remaliah have taken evil counsel against thee, saying, Take counsel together, and it shall come to naught. Speak the word, and it shall not stand, for God is with us. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Take counsel, execute judgment. Make thy shadow as the night in the midst of the noonday. Hide the outcast, bewray not him that wandereth. And the spirit of Egypt shall fail in the midst thereof, and I will destroy the counsel thereof, and they shall seek to the idols, and to the charmers, and to them that have familiar spirits, and to the wizards. Surely the princes of Zoan are fools, the counsel of the wise counselors of Pharaoh is become brutish. How say ye unto Pharaoh, I am the son of the wise, the son of ancient kings? And the land of Judah shall be a terror unto Egypt. Every one that maketh mention thereof shall be afraid in himself, because of the counsel of the Lord of hosts, which he hath determined against it. Who hath taken this counsel against Tyre, the crowning city, whose merchants are princes, whose traffickers are the honorable of the earth? This also cometh forth from the Lord of hosts, which is wonderful in counsel and excellent in working. Woe unto them that seek deep to hide their counsel from the Lord, and their works are in the dark, and they say, Who seeth us, and who knoweth us? Woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take counsel, but not of me, and that cover with a covering, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin. I say, sayest thou, but they are but vain words, I have counsel and strength for war. Now on whom dost thou trust, that thou rebellest against me? With whom took he counsel, and who instructed him? And taught him in the path of judgment, and taught him knowledge, and showed to him the way of understanding, that confirmeth the word of his servant, and performeth the counsel of his messengers, that saith to Jerusalem, Thou shalt be inhabited, and to the cities of Judah ye shall be built, and I will raise up the decayed places thereof. Tell ye, and bring them near, yea, let them take counsel together. Who hath declared this from ancient time? Who hath told it from that time? Have not I the Lord? And there is no God else beside me, a just God and a Savior. There is none beside me. Hearing the end from the beginning, and from ancient times of things that are not yet done, saying, My counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man that executeth my counsel from a far country. Yea, I have spoken it, I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it, I will also do it. Then said they, Come, and let us devise devices against Jeremiah. For the law shall not perish from the priest, nor counsel from the wise, nor the word from the prophet. Come, and let us smite him with the tongue, and let us not give heed to any of his words. Yet, Lord, thou knowest all their counsel against me to slay me. Forgive not their iniquity, neither blot out their sin from thy sight, but let them be overthrown before thee. Deal thus with them in the time of thine anger. And I will make void the counsel of Judah and Jerusalem in this place, and I will cause them to fall by the sword before their enemies, and by the hands of them that seek their lives. And their carcasses will I give to be meat for the fowls of the heaven, and for the beasts of the earth. For who hath stood in the counsel of the Lord, and hath perceived and heard his word? Who hath marked his word and heard it? But if they had stood in my counsel, and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way, and from the evil of their doings. Great in counsel, and mighty in work, for thine eyes are open upon all the ways of the sons of men, to give every one according to his ways, and according to the fruit of his doings. Then Jeremiah said unto Zedekiah, If I declare it unto thee, wilt thou not surely put me to death? And if I give thee counsel, wilt thou not hearken unto me? Concerning Edom, thus saith the Lord of hosts, Is wisdom no more in Teman? Is counsel perished from the prudent? Is their wisdom vanished? Therefore hear the counsel of the Lord that he hath taken against Edom, and his purposes that he hath purposed against the inhabitants of Teman. Surely the least of the flock shall draw them out. Surely he shall make their habitations desolate with them. Flee, get you far off. Dwell deep, O ye inhabitants of Hazor, saith the Lord. For Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, hath taken counsel against you, and hath conceived a purpose against you. Therefore hear ye the counsel of the Lord that he hath taken against Babylon, and his purposes that he hath purposed against the land of the Chaldeans. Surely the least of the flock shall draw them out. Surely he shall make their habitation desolate with them. Mischief shall come upon mischief, and rumor shall be upon rumor. Then shall they seek a vision of the prophet, but the law shall perish from the priest, and counsel from the ancients. Then said he unto me, Son of man, these are the men that devise mischief, and give wicked counsel in this city. Then Daniel answered with counsel and wisdom to Arioch, the captain of the king's guard, which was gone forth to slay the wise men of Babylon. Wherefore, O king, let my counsel be acceptable unto thee, and break off thy sins by righteousness, and thine iniquities by showing mercy to the poor, if it may be a lengthening of thy tranquillity. My people ask counsel at their stocks, and their staff declareth unto them, for the spirit of whoredoms hath caused them to err, and they have gone a-whoring from under their God. It shall be also carried unto Assyria for a present to King Jareb. Ephraim shall receive shame, and Israel shall be ashamed of his own counsel. But they know not the thoughts of the Lord, neither understand they his counsel, for he shall gather them as the sheaves into the floor. Even he shall build the temple of the Lord, and he shall bear the glory, and shall sit and rule upon his throne. And he shall be a priest upon his throne, and the counsel of peace shall be between them both. Then went the Pharisees, and took counsel how they might entangle him in his talk. When the morning was come, all the chief priests and elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. And they took counsel and bought with them the potter's field to bury strangers in. And when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, These went forth and straightway took counsel with the Herodians against him, how they might destroy him. But the Pharisees and lawyers rejected the counsel of God against themselves, being not baptized of him. The same had not consented to the counsel and deed of them. He was of Arimathea, city of the Jews, who also himself waited for the kingdom of God. Then from that day forth they took counsel together for to put him to death. Now Caiaphas was he which gave counsel to the Jews, that it was expedient that one man should die for the people. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken, and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, for to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. When they heard that, they were cut to the heart, and took counsel to slay them. And now I say unto you, refrain from these men, and let them alone. For if this counsel or this work be of men, it'll come to naught. And after that many days were fulfilled, the Jews took counsel to kill him. For I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. And the soldiers' counsel was to kill the prisoners, lest any of them should swim out and escape, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear.